This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Donnie Football with you until 6 on this New Year's Eve. Holiday Pony and Chris at home with their families. We have a full slate of college football going on as we speak. The SRS Distribution Las Vegas Bowl is on one of these TVs in the studio. Nebraska leads Utah 14-7 late in the first. Duke and Arizona State, I hope you bet the over on that game, 28-24 at the half in the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. The Cheez-It Citrus Bowl going on right now as well. Dom has that on the little TV in his booth. Dom DiTommaso with me behind the glass.
Yeah, why is that not in the on the big TV in the studio?
I should probably toss that on in here.
Yeah, that's outrageous by you. Yeah, that's outrageous by you. Got the Las Vegas Bowl on over the Citrus Bowl.
I thought at first that the game that was on ESPN after the Vandy-Iowa game, I thought it would be the Citrus Bowl. So you mentioned the Citrus Bowl during one of the headlines, and I realized I don't even have that on. I'm going to assume it's just ABC. I don't know, man. They're starting to really overlap. It's one of the few good games, but even then, a ton of guys are gone. Arch Manning's playing, so that is cool for Texas, but just a mess that it is. All right, final day of 2025. I wanted to go through a Pittsburgh athlete Mount Rushmore for the year 2025. Now, Dom, would you rather me work from the first head to the last one, like the most prestigious head on Mount Rushmore, to the least prestigious, or would you rather me go like 4-1?
Yeah, do 4-1.
On this. So, not that any of these people are undeserving, because I do think these are four of the best that you could pick from, but not all of them coming from the sports that you would expect or the teams that you would expect. For instance, I think that the Riverhounds goalkeeper, Eric Dick, I think that he should be somebody that is on the Pittsburgh Sports Mount Rushmore for 2025. I know that Bob Pompiani was a big fan of his. Here is Pomp on the nightly sports call earlier this year.
Early on, take a look at this save by Eric Dick. A good play here, and New York has some very good, talented players. And you'll see another good save right there. He's 6'6".
That's ridiculous.
And he needed
I always think that's
every
impressive,
inch of it.
Bob.
Dick needed every inch from the legendary Bob Pompeiani on the nightly sports call. Unfortunately, and Malzi was kicking himself after the fact, he kind of cut Bob off, and you know, Bob knew the line that he was going with there. The postseason MVP for the Riverhounds, for the league, for the USL, four straight shutouts on the playoff run, six consecutive shutouts to end his season, 632-minute run of no goals allowed. That is the best in Riverhounds club history and would help cap off a championship season, the lone championship that we got from a team in Pittsburgh in 2025. So Eric Dick, for me, is one of the heads on Mount Rushmore for Pittsburgh sports in 2025. Here's the next one. You know this guy.
But just so smart off the faceoff.
Crosby, the steal, and the score! Sir Sidney with a snipe! 3-1.
This time Sid's not on the faceoff. It's Raquel. He's like a shark in the water. He's hunting off the wall. He sees a loose puck and just races in, jumps on it, separates from some traffic, explodes into action.
A historical year for Sidney Crosby. Earlier this year, earlier this season, he passed Mario Lemieux on the Penguins' all-time scoring list. He also has, you know, he also had a goal last night, 1,727 total points for Crosby in his career. Another 90-point season from 24 to 25, which finished off in the middle months of this calendar year. He had 91 points last season, on pace for another great year, already 21 goals and 40 points on this season. So Sidney Crosby, yet again, you could pretty much put this guy on the Mount Rushmore of Pittsburgh sports since his career began two decades ago, but he is on it for 2025. The next one.
I'm just so honored that my team could trust me to be a leader two consecutive years. I feel like it's just a testament to my team. I feel like the confidence I have on the court is a direct reflection of the confidence they put in me. So I feel like I'm just able to perform for them, and that just means so much to me. And then also, there are just so many deserving athletes. Like, I really didn't think I was going to win it because everyone was so deserving of it, and I was so proud. I was like, you know what, like, go all of us, like, whatever happens, I'm rooting for everyone. So I'm just really honored to be considered with such a good group of people.
I know it was a disappointing end for Pitt Volleyball yet again. Another season where they got to the Final Four and came up short. They got swept out of the Final Four, which was disappointing. That being said, Olivia Babcock is one of the best athletes in this city, and she has been since she arrived on campus in Oakland a couple of years ago. Back-to-back AVCA National Player of the Year winner, the ACC Player of the Year, a first-team All-American, obviously a first-team All-ACC player, and that is just a little blip of her accolades. If you go to her profile on the Pitt Athletics website, you have to scroll for about 3 seconds before you get to the bottom of Olivia Babcock's accolades as a Pitt volleyball player. I think she is second to just one person in this city when it comes to individual accomplishments for 2025. She's the best player in her sport. The team hasn't been able to get over the hump, but she is the best player in her sport, and 2025 was yet again a great year for Olivia Babcock. But who is number one? You could probably guess.
Beavers at second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. 200 strikeouts for Paul Skeens of the Pirates.
Congratulations to Paul Skeens.
There you go. Paul Skeens. 200-plus strikeouts last season, but that was just the start of it. He finished with 216. A unanimous winner of the National League Cy Young, just the third Pirates pitcher ever to win the Cy Young. Vern Law, Doug Drabek. It had been 35 years since a Pirates pitcher won that award. Second consecutive season in which he was the starter in the All-Star game. He led the league in ERA with 1.97, led the league in ERA plus 217. He was 10-10, but who cares? The guy was phenomenal. Over 187 innings pitched in 32 starts. He waltzed to the Cy Young win, and it was an easy prediction for anybody in Pittsburgh to go with Paul Skeens and ride his back in 2025. So there you go. Paul Skeens, Olivia Babcock, Sidney Crosby, Eric Dick, your Pittsburgh Sports Mount Rushmore for 2025. You can join the conversation via the fan text line at 412-928-9370. That's brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We go all access with Aditi coming up next right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You can follow along on Twitter. You can also watch the shows on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It is time to go all access with Aditi Kinkabwala from the NFL on CBS. Aditi is brought to you by Tapped Brick Oven and Poorhouse in Greensburg. Aditi, any big New Year's Eve plans before you get set for your game on Sunday?
Donnie, you're making me laugh. When I was single, my friends and I used to call New Year's Eve amateur night. And so we would often do game nights at somebody's house anyway, just staying in as opposed to the craziness of out. And now I am the mother of two children and we are invited to friends' house tonight. And we will probably ring in the new year as it rings in Germany or something, someplace in Europe, someplace ahead of us. And I expect to be home well before midnight. The snow having at least a little something to do with that. Supposedly, we're getting 3 to 6 inches of snow.
I know
where I live.
Yeah, I'm already a little bit
tired. Are you raging? Are you going out and raging?
No. So Dom and I have had these conversations throughout the show today off air. We're going to talk about it a little bit later on though, on the show. He is at like the prime age. He's 22. I turned 30 earlier this year.
Go out and have fun.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm already at the point where, yeah, like I'll stay up until midnight, have a few drinks, but then that's about it. And, you know, Dom is at that age where it's like big house party, maybe go out on the town, make a whole night of it. I don't know. I haven't caught that second win yet in life. Maybe I'll hit that in a few years.
It's all a matter of perspective. Who's to say? I mean, at the age of 22, that's great. That's awesome. Both of us have done it. But there's nothing wrong with staying in, toasting the new year, and waking up on New Year's Day, not totally completely hungover and exhausted.
Yeah, it's hard to disagree with that. Aditi, you will be in Minnesota this weekend, Packers and Vikings week 18 of the NFL season. Are you happy to be inside for a game that is in Minneapolis in January?
Does that even require an answer, Donnie? Of course I am. My goodness. I remember, so the last time that I was actually there was the Super Bowl, and my assignment that Super Bowl Sunday was to do, this is back when I was at the NFL Network, was to do live reports from outside the stadium.
Oh, no.
Just about how cold it was and people that were coming in and what the scene was and all of that. So definitely drew the short straw that year. Yes, I am definitely excited about being indoors.
When you hit week 18 of the NFL season and they do the whole thing where the entire schedule is flexible and, you know, they throw games around all over the place. Is it nice, though, that maybe you have a game that things are already decided with the teams that are playing, and maybe you get to share different stories that, you know, maybe you wouldn't always get to share in the heat of battle, you know, coming down the stretch of a season?
No, I think that suspense is always number one, and a lot riding on a game is always exciting. It's funny because last week our crew, for whatever, CBS only had four games this past weekend, the vagaries of the schedule. And so our crew, which is supposed to work every single week of the season, actually had the weekend off. Mm-hmm. And so I was watching the Steelers-Browns game with my husband, and I said, you know, as a TV person, you're supposed to root for the Browns to win so that Steelers-Ravens actually mean something. So you have some meaningful game week 18. And I think that my husband was ready to throw things at me when I said that. So I will say that you want suspense. When you talk about big picture storytelling, Donnie, our crew prides ourselves on that. We never, Spiro, Adam Archuleta, myself, we never just call balls and strikes. We never just do this play, that play, here's why this play happened. We pride ourselves on telling stories, on big picture, on what it means. And in this game, obviously, the Packers are somewhat limping into the playoffs. So there will certainly be some storytelling about what sort of shape they're in, what the quarterback situation is, where they are. Now, we know that they're locked into the number seven seed, so that'll certainly play a little bit into who Matt LaFleur decides to play. But at the same time, that defense hasn't been very good. If they're going to sort some things out and figure it out, this is their chance to do it before a one and done game. And then the Vikings, they're a fascinating story. I mean, since they've been eliminated, they've won three straight games. They really want J.J. McCarthy to get out there to give them one good outing to end the season on, to feel good about how he's kind of ended this arc. There's still a lot riding on this performance for them. So that's all great too. We can look forward to that. The Brian Flores thing is fascinating, obviously, and his future. Harrison Smith, one of the all-time great players of our generation, this may be his last game. So there are certainly a lot of good storylines. But if you ask me, Ravens Steelers is like a playoff game, is akin to a playoff game. Buccaneers Panthers is akin to a playoff game. Those games, those are pretty exciting too. Yeah. I would never say that I wouldn't want that.
Yeah, I thought the league nailed it with the three big standalone games for the weekend. The two games on Saturday with a ton of meaning, and then obviously the Sunday night game. Speaking of Steelers Ravens, which coach in that matchup has more to lose Sunday night, Aditi? John Harbaugh or Mike Tomlin?
It's so funny, Donnie. I was asked about this earlier. I just don't see either team wanting to move on from their coach and change for the sake of change. Now, there's certainly an argument to be made, and we've talked about it on the show forever, and you saw what Andy Reid did. Sometimes you just do need fresh environs, or you do need a fresh voice in some way. And that split for the Eagles has certainly worked out with them, first with Doug Peterson and then with Nick Sirianni, and Andy Reid going to Kansas City certainly worked out for him. So it's not necessarily marking failure as much as it's, hey, maybe it's just time. But I don't really see that with either of these teams. Look at the Ravens, okay? They were 1-5 to start. And yet here they are, still in position to win the division and go into the playoffs. They kept fighting. They kept clawing. Their Superman, Lamar Jackson, has been a shell of himself all season long. He's had 5 lower body injuries. And then throw the back on top of that. It's been an injury-ravaged year. And yet that team has kept clawing, has gotten better on defense, obviously, has found ways to win. And when we had them against the Bengals, and again, it's about making the plays, but we ran a video montage of just over the course of the last 2 years, how many times players were in position to make the play and something happened, be it Isaiah Likely's toe or Mark Andrews not being able to catch the ball against the Bills, or what, the plays were there to be made. The players were in position to make the play and it just didn't happen. And so I don't know. I find it really, really hard to see Steve Bisciotti saying, sorry, John Harbaugh, we're done with you. And I don't at all see Art Rooney. I've said it. I'll keep saying it. Mike Tomlin will stop being the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers when he no longer wants to be the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It seems like John Harbaugh is pretty confident that Lamar Jackson will play, at least at the midweek point for this matchup. If he does play, what are we looking at here? Like a 75%? Health rating for Lamar, less, a little bit more. You saw him a couple of weeks ago, but he's even more dinged up now than he was then.
The back, yes. And in fact, in that Bengals game, and remember, the Ravens absolutely thumped the Bengals. The defense flummoxed Joe Burrow in every which way. Lamar actually looked better and told me himself that he felt better that day than he had since he hurt the hamstring earlier in the year. And you could see it. You could see he was moving a bit better. He wasn't moving like Lamar moves, but he was moving better for sure. He still has all that zip on the ball. He was throwing the ball incredibly well. And you felt like, okay, he's going to start stacking good performances. But then the back, and that's been brutal and affects everything. And I don't know, but, you know, 75% of Lamar, we're talking about a multiple-time MVP. We're talking about a first-team All-Pro. You know, this is 75% Lamar is still better than a lot of quarterback play that we see in the NFL. I think what's more interesting right now is, can the Steelers stop Derrick Henry, contain him, corral him, limit him in some way? And of course, the bigger question is that Steelers offense, what can it do against the Ravens defense? Because it certainly looked very pedestrian against the Browns. And we know how good that Browns defense is, but that Ravens defense has been playing well too.
Aditi Kinkabwala from the NFL on CBS. Aditi, have fun in Minnesota on the sidelines this weekend.
Thank
you get to stay
you.
Warm too. Thanks for joining us.
Yes. Happy New Year to all of you.
There we go. A little all access with Aditi there. Coming up, we chat with our very own Jeff Hathorn. The Hawk gives us a Hawk report in just a few minutes. Will T.J. Watt play? How is that looking? How is Darnell Washington a big loss to what the Steelers can do offensively? But does that open the door for any of the other tight ends on the field? We get to that with Jeff coming up in just a few minutes right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. and the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie, football in for the guys on this New Year's Eve. I will be in for them tomorrow as well. The same battery will be working this show from 2 to 6 tomorrow afternoon. Dom DiTommaso is with me behind the glass. And right now, a little bit earlier than usual, it is time for a Hawk Report. Here on 93.7 The Fan, our very own Jeff Hathorn from 93.7 The Fan and 93.7thefan.com. Jeff, once you finally get off the clock, any big New Year's Eve plans? You had the morning show, so maybe some remnants of that. Are you going to be awake or asleep by the time the clock strikes 2026?
I feel like I should probably do an overnight shift. Just to kind of, you know, ring in the new year with a shift. Actually, we're gonna head out for a little bit, and then, man, if I make it to midnight, that might be the upset of the year. Although there'll probably be a game I'm gonna keep my eyes on.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be pretty amped for the Buckeyes and Hurricanes tonight at 7:30. I was going through the legendary 2002 National Championship game earlier. Jeff, I played the scene setter from Keith Jackson in that game. They were playing for the Circuit City College Football National Championship Trophy in that game.
And it seems like college sports has gone the way of Circuit City, hasn't it?
Oh, my goodness. It's an absolute madhouse. I mean, I feel
with college basketball is nuts.
I mean, we have guys that are like in the NBA that are just now all of a sudden going back into college. I mean, when does it end?
I don't know. And they did it to themselves in a way because they just wouldn't give, you know, any type of stipend, any type of little bit of money. And now they find themselves in this position. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, there's opening up the floodgates, and then this is like a whole other ordeal. I mean, it's never ending, and it's going to go from bad to worse. And again, I've always been somebody that says that college players should get compensated, but I mean, it's just absolute chaos at this point.
I'll tell you how crazy it is, Donnie. You know, Pitt's Barstool account put out a thing where that Steven Adams still had years of eligibility and thought about returning to Pitt. And people had to question whether or not that was true.
I mean, the bad thing is, at this point, would they do anything to stop him?
I don't know. I mean, yes, I don't know. If there's enough money involved, no.
Talking to Jeff Hathorn, our Hawk, here on 93.7 The Fan. Jeff, injury report, how is that looking as we approach Sunday night?
You know, actually, it seemed like a pretty positive day injury-wise, even though Darnell Washington goes on IR with the broken arm. The rest of it seemed pretty promising. There was not one player who was eligible who did not practice. All eligible players practiced. Now, six of those were limited, but there is. I think that leads to the optimism that Mike Tomlin was talking about. Calvin Austin, Brandon Echols, James Pierre, Isaac Seumalo, T.J. Watt, and Malik Harrison. Watt obviously being a huge one. Like, he appears to be working his way back. I'm really hopeful that we get a chance to talk to him on Friday, and it's about his return. I think things point in that direction. Like, Alex Highsmith kind of opened up about how great it's going to be to have him back, and then kind of in the same paragraph just kind of pulled back a little, well, you know, if he's out there. He seemed really enthusiastic about his inclusion in the game. And, you know, I talked to Ray Fittipaldo this morning, and, you know, I asked him, okay, besides Watt, of the guys that are hurt, who could make the biggest impact? He thought it's Brandon Echols. And I don't know if I disagree with him. And Echols said today, like, hey, we set this up so I'm only going to miss a week. Like, he's confident that he's going to be back out there. And to get that guy back in the slot and get Jalen to where he's been, you know, most of the last couple of months of the season, I think would be, you know, a positive sign for the Steeler defense.
If Watt does play, how many snaps should we expect? I mean, I can't imagine it'll be a full workload.
Yeah, my feeling on it right now is, you know, think of Watt being Herbig and them just kind of flipping where they're at, where Watt comes in situationally. And maybe he comes in and they go back to that three outside linebacker set. Although I think because of the run game, we're going to see a ton of Malik Harrison. So I don't anticipate, assuming he can play, and it seems like he's going to be okay. So I wouldn't anticipate a lot of that three outside linebacker look.
Speaking of the run game, how does the loss of Darnell Washington impact what the Steelers will do on the ground?
I mean, hopefully they can find someone else who can push someone forward. That would be the first thing I would say. Like, and there's got to be candidates that can take his spot in the Spartan, what are people calling it? I forget what the some nickname.
Yeah, I thought it was the Spartan formation. Or you mean
the Steelers? Yeah, what the fans are saying, it's like the Steelers shove or something like
that.
Yeah,
the Pittsburgh plunge.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. You know, get one of those big guys to be able to push Connor Hayward forward. Maybe it's Cam.
Yeah, it should be.
Maybe
Cam.
This could be the way. It'd be like when, you know, Connor was a little kid and Cam probably pushed him around a little bit. Here's his opportunity to do it legally in front of people and get a first down at the same point. But on the outside, obviously, it's not just his blocking. He emerged into the most consistent tight end pass catching threat. That's not to demean the other two, but he got more opportunities. He got more targets. So you take that away. How could he have impacted the game against Cleveland in the red zone at the end of it? You know, if you would have had that massive target, does Aaron Rodgers look for MVS three straight times? Or does he look in a different direction? And maybe because of the fear of, you know, Darnell, that it opened something else up. So he does make a big impact in the run game, as you mentioned, but I think also in some of the things that they were able to do in the pass game.
Yeah, when it comes to the other two main tight ends, Jonnu Smith, Pat Freiermuth, are they going to have an opening of, you know, more playmaking opportunities without Darnell Washington available. I mean, I would hope so, because especially Freiermuth, it feels like those guys are very underutilized.
I would think, Donnie, that because we've seen it, at least against Cincinnati, and we saw it in the two-minute drill last week, that Freiermuth got the better chance of having a bigger game. I mean, Jono hasn't had a game where he's caught passes totaling 30 yards. He hasn't had a 30-yard game as a Steeler. So the thought that in week 17, 18, whatever we're in, that in the final game of the regular season, that all of a sudden Jono Smith's going to be a huge impact in this game, I just can't see it based on the other, you know, 16 games. So I would think it would be Freiermuth. And, you know, while he's a zone buster, I think he can also be a seam buster. And maybe some of the chunk plays that he was a part of in that Cleveland game, even though the defense was playing a little different and there were opportunities in the middle of the field in those situations, maybe that gives Aaron Rodgers a little confidence to, you know, look in his direction a little bit more.
How much is this team preparing for Lamar Jackson versus the potential of Tyler Huntley playing QB?
I think you prepare, and this has kind of been their mindset in these scenarios, is you prepare for the starter and then wait to see, you know, if it's Huntley. They've seen Huntley. He's a little, you know, he's essentially the same style of quarterback. I'm not saying he's the same guy. He can't throw it as well as Lamar. But, you know, it's not like their offense drastically changes with Huntley in there, which I think is an advantage for both teams. It's an advantage for the Ravens in that they don't have to change everything up, and it's an advantage for the Steelers where they're not getting an entirely different defensive look.
Jeff Hathorn, Jeff, a midweek prediction on Steelers and Ravens. How you feeling about this one?
Man, you know, you get over here and everybody's positive and they're kind of put the Cleveland game and they're excited. But Donnie, I just can't do it. I just can't do it. I think Ravens win 24-13.
A Ravens win, and by 10-plus points. Do we get Fire Tomlin chance Sunday night, Jeff?
Only at the very end. I'm going to say that it's going to be tight enough during the game that you're not going to hear those in game. That to me, Donnie, that's the most fascinating thing outside of what's going to happen on the field, is how this crowd reacts during this game. Fans can do what they want within reason. So I'm not saying I'm going to, you know, judge one way or another. I want to see what happens.
Is this the final game for Aaron Rodgers in the NFL?
I don't know if you played any of the clips from him yet, but very interesting conversation with him where he kind of said, I'm not thinking about it. But then he brought up how much he loves it here. And then he brought up an analogy to LaFleur's first year in 2019, where he was really starting to figure out the offense. And then in 2020 and 2021, he had really good years. Why would you use that analogy? That it's so much better in year two than it is in year one. Aaron's a smart guy. I think he left his options open. I really don't think he knows, but I don't think he's closed the door on returning. And I don't think the Steelers have closed the door on him potentially having another year, especially when you look at what's in the draft this year at the quarterback position. I don't know if there's anyone in that entire draft that I would pick and say, man, this guy's going to be my franchise quarterback.
Jeff, that is a good transition because we will have Rodgers rebuttals coming up in just a few minutes. Thank you, Jeff. Have a great new year. I will see you on Sunday around 5:00 inside the Rivers Casino Sportsbook for a little fan game day.
Absolutely. Happy New Year, Donnie.
There we go. The great Jeff Hathorn, the Hawk. The Hawk Report brought to you by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. The Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union Visa card, 5% cash back for every dollar spent through December 31st. That's today. It is New Year's Eve. Coming up, Rodgers rebuttals. We will hear that interesting conversation that Aaron Rodgers had with Steelers media. Perhaps for the final time. We get to that coming up next, a New Year's Minute in about 30 minutes from now. We do have a Donnie football debrief that will be led by our guy Dom DiTommaso. And, of course, a hodgepodge closes us out. Josh Rountree has us covered starting at 6 o'clock. 50-minute mark, a few minutes away from that on the fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan weather, more snow on the way. Already some flurries out there, but depending on where you are, could be some inches to shovel in the morning. That's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. A low of 29 tonight as you celebrate the end of 2025. Rogers Rebuttals is next right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.